Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Today my guest is Diane from the United States, who uses LDN for Lyme disease. Thank you for joining us today, Diane.
Thank you, Linda.
Well, first of all...
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. First of all, can you tell us what it was like before you had been diagnosed? Did you see a bullseye rash? What actually happened to you?
I did not have a bullseye rash. I did have an unusual rash. Basically, in 1989, I went camping, and I came home, and I could not get out of bed. And that was the beginning of this journey.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know what it was. Had to take a year off from school. I was finishing my master's at the time,
mm-hmm.
and I was playing in a band. I was a country rock band, and had a job with my professor, very active, and it just came all to a halt. So I had to quit everything, and doctors didn't really help me. I had to figure out myself.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, other women friends, you know, helped me with nutrition, and I kind of got back on my feet, but I was never the same after that. I worked 10 more years full time.
Just let me stop you. You said that you never really got back to where you were before. Can you explain at that particular time what it was like living with Lyme disease? What were your symptoms? Why didn't you feel as good as before, even with all the nutritional supplements and things?
I had severe fatigue. I had a hard time doing daily living, you know, activities of daily living.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a lot of allergies. I was just allergic to everything. And the trendy thing then was Candida. And so I went to an allergist, and he started treating me for Candida, which means strict diet. I just, for a year, I just, you know, I went to naturopaths, and my whole life was just getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to quit my band. I never played again professionally in the kind of band where you have contracts and get paid for it. I'm a percussionist, so it's pretty physical.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a huge, I think that's one of my biggest losses of my life, actually. not having that band anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And socially, it's kind of isolating. People don't know what to make of you. So then I went, after maybe 6, 8, 10 months, I went down to halftime, and I did finish my degree. After a year, I went back and finished my degree. I didn't have as much. I just didn't have the power that I used to have. So I was, I probably lost like 30-40% of my professionalism and my ability to perform. But, you know, I got by. That's all. That's what you do. You just get by. And So for the next 10 years, I did work full time. I did get in a relationship. It wasn't very best one, but so that got me to the 90s. And I was working like kind of like a social worker. I was a DVR counselor and a job coach for people with disabilities. So I could kind of bank my hours so I could figure out how I can get through the day kind of thing.
Yep.
But I drank a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
And I drank a lot of coffee and I didn't know what was the matter with me. I kept thinking, you know, eventually I'm going to figure this out, you know. I would get better, but I did not. I
did
regret.
Did you know it was Lyme disease at that time? Did you suspect it was Lyme disease?
Well, initially I suspected it. Like in 1990, I went to a doctor and they said, no, you don't have a bullseye. I'll give you a week of tetracycline, I think. And it didn't help, you know, it didn't help at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, I think that's the hardest part, you know, not knowing what's the matter with you.
Yes. So were you still visiting your doctor or had you given up going to see them?
I saw a really good allergist, George Croker from La Crosse, Wisconsin, and he diagnosed me with chemical sensitivities and Candida. You know, and he hung in there with me. I think my insurance paid for a little bit of it because it was board certified allergist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what happened then?
Well, it was just I just kept, you know, it's kind of a progressive regressive disease, so. I got a really good job as a DVR counselor, and after a year or so, that it just did me in, and then I had to quit and work part-time again, and then I got worse, and then my relationship broke up, and then I was homeless.
No, dear.
And I was sick.
Mm.
I was sick and homeless together. There's all kinds, you know, when that happens socially, you know, people don't know if you're the problem or if my partner was my problem or if my family's the problem or my family doesn't know if I'm the problem. I mean, my mom always said, how come you can't get through this? You know, I had a daughter who had 7 kids and she can get through this, but why can't you get through this, you know? Mm.
How did you manage to get through it?
I really have this Irish kind of fight in me. Like if somebody tries to take something away from me, you know, I just fight. And and that's what this disease did.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kept fighting.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, I don't know how I got through it. I just wasn't ready to die, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And how did you hear about LDN?
I said, you know, I don't know. I just wanted to get my life back.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry about that. It's kind of hard to talk about it.
Well, it's totally understandable. You'll be surprised at how many interviews I've given and I've cried.
Yeah, right. Well, I wish that, I kind of wish that my parents knew, but they died, and so they never knew. So, I suppose now in heaven they know, but would have been nice to know what I was dealing with. Mm-hmm. You know, that I had a disease that kills people. The fact that I stayed alive was kind of awesome, actually. I wasn't really living, but I wasn't dying, you know. So.
How did you hear about LDN, Diane?
When did I start it?
No, when did you hear about it? How did you hear about it?
Well, I heard about it from a long support group.
Mm-hmm.
And someone came in. And so I got it. Someone from Women's International Pharmacy, you know, saying its praises. So I went to my doctor. I have a really excellent doctor. Dr. Spooner. So anyway, I went on at like 1.5 and it did nothing for me. I couldn't even walk with it. Mm-hmm. It was just way off.
Mm-hmm.
The dose was wrong. And so then a year later, I just figured, well, I can't do this. You know, I know everybody likes it, but it's not for me. So after a year, someone from my support group said, you know, he got this LDN from a regular mainstream doctor who put him too high dosage, and he got serious insomnia. So he said, go to the seminar with me, and I did. That was the, you know,
mm-hmm.
that was at Dark Creek, and it was Holy Apothecary. And they had an educator who really said, you know, more is not always better. Less is often better. And he really taught us about dosage.
Mm-hmm.
So so I went all the way down to 0.5. And then it was like, oh, my God, I got some energy here.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my friend was moving, and he needed help with wood. He had a wood farm. And he needed help, you know, washing it and stacking it and getting ready for sale. And there was even a gas motor going. And all of a sudden, I was able to work. I was able to work. Mm-hmm. It was just, wow, I can do this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of my friends were like, are you working? Really, are you working, you know? Like, I thought you would have been gone by now. And so that was just really nice. That was 0.5. And I did it for like 3 months, and then I had severe pain. I couldn't really walk. My joints were really hurting. And I talked to David at Hoy's Apothecary, and they were, I said, what are you doing for a filler here? And they said it was Abacel or cellulose, and it was supposed to be inert. And then I just said,
hello, Diane. Hello. Diane, hello. 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 Hang on a minute, Diane. I lost all of that. You cut out. So if you could start again from you spoke to Hoey Apothecary about your filler, if you can start from there because you disappeared.
Okay. Yeah, the filler that Hoey's was using is called Abacel. And it was, I think it's pine, cellulose. And I, just in my gut, I thought that's not right for me. So I went back to Women's International Pharmacy. The only filler they use is olive oil, which is, it's always been right for me. So I switched fillers. Stayed at 0.5, and it was really nice. It was really nice because the pain went away, the energy stayed, and I just was so happy that I could, like, go out. I'm a musician, so I love to go to hear bands and festivals and dance, and I was able to do that. So, big deal. It was a big deal for me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been years. So that was a game changer, and I think I stayed at 0.5 you know, and I had lots of dreams. Like, I enjoyed low-dose naltrexone because you get all these vivid dreams. It's just like a movie, you know, because your body's adjusting to it. And I just loved it. I loved it. It really helped me. And then eventually I went to 1.0 and still doing really well. I knew I wasn't myself, though, you know, really, in my guts. I knew it wasn't my full potential, but at least I could be more active, which is kind of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a year, I went to 1.5. That would be a year ago, 2019, January, I went to 1.5. And decided to work out more. So since that time, I've been losing weight and going down in size. And that's hard, too, because when you get rid of Lyme debris or Lyme, what goes with Lyme, it's hard on your body to actually release it. But I did. I still did it. And nothing's easy with Lyme, you know. It always comes up with something new.
Mm-hmm.
So what? I think by midsummer I went to 2.0. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Last summer I went to 2.0. And then I went up to 2.5 recently, and I think that's too high because I think it's making me detox faster than my body can tolerate. So I'm going to go back to 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
I think that LDN pushes, my opinion is it pushes yeast or candida or fungal. It just pushes it out of your body. It's like it kills it, or I don't know if it kills it or just pushes it, but the detox thing is really big. You really got to detox aggressively if you have Lyme and you're getting rid of, you know, the bugs, basically, the Lyme microorganisms.
Mm-hmm. And what's
you really got to detox.
What's your diet like now, Diane? Your diet. Do you eliminate any foods?
Oh, diet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of limited. It's I have coffee and rice cakes and almond butter for breakfast, and the rest of the day is either salad or soup. I don't eat grains. I did have rice cakes, but I don't eat any other grains.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mostly protein and vegetables. I love fruit, but I've cut that out too. I eat apples sometimes. It's mostly vegetables and protein, red meat, turkey, salmon, whitefish, tuna fish. I have eggs every couple of days. When I go out to eat, it's usually salad or soup or more like Asian food,
mm-hmm.
vegetables and meat. Really, and I put the rice on the side. I don't have, you know, I don't eat much rice anymore, but I do eat some. But the best thing is fruits and vegetables and meat for me. Lots of water. The herbs I take are like grapefruit seed extract and hot sauce and minerals, lots of minerals, B vitamins. I have this a green smoothie mix called Detox Detect. It's great.
So what would you say?
Yeah, I'm kind of a boring eater.
What would you say your life is like now in comparison to what it was like before LDN?
Well, at least I can live it. You know, before when I had LDN, or before LDN, I really could not live my life. I was like, how am I going to get through this day? How am I going to get through tomorrow? And I was heavier. I gained like 50 pounds. I went from like 160 to 220 or something like that. Lots of pain. You know, and I always tried to make the best of it, you know. Mm-hmm. But It was reduced to, like, the people I hung out with were like 20 years older than me, 20, 30 years older than me. That's what my level of energy was. So I think the best, most wonderful thing with LDN is gaining more energy, even though I'm still tired a lot. You get your energy back so that you can maybe be at 75% instead of 50%, you know?
So what about pain levels now?
Well, it comes and goes. Sometimes it's a 10. Yesterday morning, I was like a 10. And then in the afternoon, I went swimming. I swim a lot. Like, I swim. I would like to swim 5 days a week. I went swimming, and then I didn't have any pain. I don't have any pain today. So with Lyme, you know, whatever you're trying to get rid of breaks down, and it really is severe pain. And then when you get rid of it, then you kind of come back to life again. That's mm-hmm. the cycle I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in pain, my brother and I said, I just walk it off. I just keep walking, you know, until I can move again, you know, because if I sit still, I don't get better. And I know you can't always walk, and everybody can't always walk. But then I swim, mm-hmm. you know. I move it out of my body.
Yeah. Well, we're now at the end of the show, Diane. What would you say to other listeners who have Lyme disease, who are thinking about trying LDN? What would your message to them be?
Number one, don't go with the standard dosage. If you have Lyme, start at 0.5 or even less than that. And don't use Avastel or any filler that's not biodegradable, because Lyme people have so many reactions. Stay with something like olive oil works for me. Some people use ginger. Some people use rice flour, I believe. But don't use the Avastel, the cellulose, because you never know what's in there. And the pharmacist just pushes it. The doctors just push it. That's how it didn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
I created my own ideas, and I went to 0.5 with olive oil, and I started coming back again. So, and a lot of times people are so confused, and they're on the website because the doctor said start at 3.0 or go with Avastel. And I probably every time I'm on the website, at least three times, I tell them start 0.5 with biodegradable fillers.
Mm-hmm.
The pharmacists don't get it, and the doctors don't get it. So I'm really grateful to you, Linda, because you get it, you know. And
Well, I have to say thank you so much, Diane, for sharing your experiences with us today. It's very inspirational for other people.
Yeah. You're so welcome.
Okay. You take care. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Have a great day, London. Thank you.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.